G'day guys, my name is Bruce Garrett and this is the video series, How to Shoot Video for Your Business. Today we're talking all about gear. Roll the bumper. Okay, so Laura, who's in our Facebook group, sent in a question asking about what gear we use for social media videos. Specifically, she wanted to know how we would normally shoot an interview. Now, I tried to shoot this video yesterday, but one of the difficulties about shooting video about gear is that you need gear to shoot the video. And despite running multiple cameras, things such as sound are hard to discuss when you're talking about a microphone in front of the camera when you need it behind the camera. So I've decided the more practical way of doing this is probably just to leave a whole bunch of cutaways over the top about what I'm specifically talking about. So without any more dragging on, let's jump into what gear I typically use on most of my shoots. So let's start with cameras, and typically I would use my Panasonic GH5 to shoot most of the videos that I now do. I upgraded from my GH4 probably about 6 weeks ago, and that GH4 was probably my workhorse for the last 3 or so years. Putting some simple stats behind the GH5, it is a Micro Four Thirds camera. It shoots up to 4K at 60 frames a second, and at 1080 it shoots 120 frames per second, which means that I can get some really good slow-mo into my projects. The GH5 has some wicked image stabilization in there, and when you're using a stabilized lens with the camera, you actually get dual stabilization. That said, there's actually some issues around that system, but I'm not going to go into it in detail here. The downfall of both the GH4 and GH5 is that they are smaller sensor cameras, which means that they are not great in low light. But I don't shoot weddings, so that doesn't generally cause me an issue. Because I run multiple cameras, I actually have a number of lenses duplicated, but as an overview, I have a wide zoom, a medium zoom, and a long zoom. For mics, I typically have one of three choices, and selection will depend on the type of content that we're shooting, but generally I would pick from a wireless lapel mic, an onboard small shotgun microphone, or my professional shotgun microphone. Finally, for mounting the camera, I'd either use a tripod or a shoulder rig. One thing that I want to talk about here is really around the question, what gear do you use? I understand completely why people ask the question. I definitely remember when I started up, I would always be interested as to what people were using. And now, even 4 or 5 years into the game, I'm still really interested. But the old adage is correct. It is very much not dependent on the gear, but the way it is used. I have seen people with the same kit that I've got and produce completely different results to what I produce. In fact, with my changeover from the GH4 to the GH5, I've spent a lot of time trying to refamiliarize myself with this new camera because I feel like I can almost get better results from my predecessing camera, even though it's worse. Anyway, Laura wanted me to discuss around the topic of social media interviews and the way that I would shoot them and the gear that I would use. So I'm just gonna kind of freeball the next section. So typically the camera stays the same, but the microphone and the setup will change, and that will be dependent on the project. Typically, if I'm shooting a more corporate piece, the camera will be tripoded because we want a stable shot. I may shoot in 4K for those projects so that I can punch into the image without it becoming distorted when we move to editing. I'm finding a lot more people, when we're doing social media content, want the product to feel a bit more raw. So typically we don't want to do a big corporate setup and feel as rigid as we do in those videos. So for those shots, I would typically use a shoulder rig to capture those pieces. I'll tell you what, the lighting today just keeps changing and changing. The microphone I use really, again, depends on the type of project. For the more lower budget productions and ones where time is of the essence and we just need to keep moving, or there's just no ability to mic people, then typically I would use an onboard mic to make sure that we can just hear them, but still capture some of the background noise around them. If we've got a little bit more time, or perhaps there's too much noise around them, then that's when I would typically use a wireless mic on someone. Or if they've got a lot of movement to do, that's when we'd use that wireless again, because we know that we're gonna capture good sound from them. If we're in the studio, we're doing a corporate production, or we just know that we're not gonna move around as much, then that's when that professional shotgun mic will come in, and that's a lot clearer sound. The problem with using that shotgun mic is if you move out of its sound barrier, then you won't be able to hear it very well. So we have to be careful about the range of sound, like where that person's going to move to. Now, typically when we would shoot an interview, we would also shoot some B-roll or cutaways. And again, lenses and equipment to move that camera will really depend on the project that we're doing and the shots that we want. Because the GH5 is more stabilized, I don't have so much of a problem shooting handheld anymore. Otherwise, recently I have invested into a Ronin, which is a 3-axis gimbal stabilizer. And again, to kind of cut down some of the movement, I'll also use the shoulder rig. I do use lighting, but I try and stay away from it. I generally use natural lighting. And I do that predominantly because I think natural lighting gives a better look. And also, it's a lot quicker to move on shoots if you're not consistently having to reset up and move lights, move microphones, move cameras all the time. I think also one of the focuses for camera operators at the moment is very much around the movement of the camera. And if you've got to work around lights, that just causes another problem as well. Is there anything else I want to talk about? Probably not. So I hope this video provides a background to the equipment I use and the decisions as to when and why I would change equipment as we go through a shoot. So I want to thank you guys for watching. As ever, if you've got questions or comments, you need more information, please do bung it down below in the comments. And as ever, thanks for watching. Beard out.